Well, we're excited tonight because we have a longtime listener and a big band supporter and local music scene supporter, and Sandra Scott visiting with us tonight.
Yep, and I believe she gave us a call on our live show we do night after Thanksgiving all
That's
the time.
Right.
So it was great to hear from her then, and now we're going to hear more from her tonight.
That's right. She's putting together, helping to put together a very special event honoring Dan Macko. Of course, they had the big tribute after Danny's passing last year, and they're going to do a birthday show at Peter B's on March the 3rd, so it'll be a great night of music to remember a fine, fine gentleman, Danny Macko. And we'll talk to Sandra about that and talk a little bit about the music scene since, you know, we try to get all these different angles from bands, producers, engineers, sound people. Hey, here's a fan that's going to talk about the local music scene.
Those evil promoters.
Well, speaking of promoters, Rock Down Right Tour, presented by the Rock Station 97.7 and Shady Lady Productions. And the next stop is another charity event coming up. Before we know it, Ryan's Run is back at the Vagabond Center. What a remarkable event this is to benefit Special Olympics.
Yeah, we've talked about this a lot. They're going into their sixth year on this. It's one of the most well-run, organized events that I attend every year. I immediately mark this one on my calendar. But I've got to be there for other reasons as well, because the Noble Hops Band will be getting to play again this year, along with Searching for Seaback. And so it's the cool thing about this event is charity, like you said, but the money stays here in Butler County. So the money stays local. It all goes to the Butler County Special Olympics. And it's quite a story. So check it out on Facebook. There's an event page there. They're looking for raffle items, too, and donations, and, you know, be a part of the run. And I'm sure we'll have Scott on. We have him on every year, too, to talk about it. So
it's a very, very fine event, and it's one you can, you know, go back and forth to. You can come in the afternoon, check it out. If you have some other things to do, come back a little bit later on. But, boy, the auction part is fun. And anybody that would want to give something to help out Butler County Special Olympics, if you just get some friends together and put together one of those baskets. And that's what a lot of people do. And, I mean, there's some awesome, awesome, cool items there.
Yeah, there really is. And they raise some serious money at this event. And that's the other neat thing about it.
Yeah.
Again, it all stays local. And just encourage you to check it out and come be a part of it.
Absolutely. Come on and enjoy it. It's a BYOB event, so you can come down and hang for the day. And they do some 50-50s and such. And it's a very, very well-done, well-attended event, and does a lot of great things to help out the local Special Olympics.
Yep, and that'll be at the Vagabond Hall there in Lindora, and that is March 10th, so circle that right now.
All right. Hey, one of organizations, local businesses that helps present this show along with the Rock Fabrique. I wanted to mention the Beacon Hotel. They're doing a fun thing called a lip sync competition, and I've been out to check it out because I had a couple friends who were going to lip sync. And this is a pretty cool deal because they're giving away a trip to Niagara Falls as the grand prize. But there have been a lot of people checking it out. It's got some groundswell. So we've heard of air guitaring, because I love to do that. Or air drumming. Well, here's an opportunity for you to air lip sync and be a part of that. And they're taking sign-ups out at the B.
So just like the Super Bowl halftime performers, is that what, like, this is right up
that's
that alley?
It, yeah. Okay. You can come out and do your own Justin Timberlake.
Oh man.
Let's get to some music, and then we'll sit down with Sandra Scott here tonight on the Grassroots Show, and let's dig into some Shine, maybe.
Yeah, let's kick the show off with the Shiners and their song called Shine.
All right, and hey, it's neat when bands get in touch with us, just like we advise you to do so, at grassroots@bcrnetwork.com. Let us know when you're playing a couple of weeks advance. We'll put you on the general concert calendar. If you have a song, let us know as well. And that's exactly what Wade did. Got in touch with us about a band called Pleading the Fifth, who were, a group of college students who attend Pitt, Duquesne, Youngstown State, and the Community College of Allegheny County. They've played a variety of the Pittsburgh venues, from the Smiling Moose to Lou Anne's, even Mr. Small's Theater. They've got a show coming up there at St. Patrick's Day in March. And they say all they want to do is play loud music for anyone willing to listen to it. Love that. Their first EP is going to be out soon, and it's going to include this cut. Whiskey Cigarettes is the name of the song from the band Pleading the Fifth, following the Shiners here tonight on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7. Thank you.
white beard and a chiseled face. Could see it in his eyes, he'd run a hard race. A crooked smile and a crazy laugh. Nothing to say, so don't even ask. Gave him 20 bucks and he was on his way. In a 49 Merc with a big V8. Running that shine from town to town. Making a living from what grew in the ground. Selling shine a gallon at a time. Making a living shouldn't be a crime. Hiding in the hills to run the steel so the law won't get 'em. Thinking it damn sure will. He's gonna make his last run. Too old to keep hiding from the gun. Was the recipe for a century. And the one left in his family. I asked that old man his final pass. If he'd teach me how to make that gas. He said, boy, you ain't right. This ain't for you, you can't sleep at night.
Thank you. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. Where can you go, have really great homemade food, meet some friends, stay and rock with the tunes of live bands, and hang out? The Rocks. You've known it as Rock and Haven, Greenwood Drive in Butler. Family owned and operated with terrific food, great brewskis, and the staff all out friendly with a knack of knowing just what you want when you walk in. It's a great neighborhood tavern with great food and live bands on Saturdays. The Rocks, Rock and Haven. It rocks.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome back to our show here tonight, The Grassroots Show on The Rock Station, 97.7, brought to you this segment by the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport, home of the Man Can Special.
Yep, and pitchers and catchers have reported, so soon you'll be able to catch some bucko games at the good old Rainbow there in Freeport.
I'm probably going to have to get a man can to get myself into that. No, I'm just, still on the fence here. I don't know why, but...
Yeah, I know, but you shared some top secret information with me, so I'm remaining optimistic.
Well, we are. We'll see what happens. My son's trying to bring me back down from the ledge.
Just don't go to Venezuela.
Wow, how about that crazy stuff? Man, that's just not the country to be right now, especially if you're a Major League Baseball player, because they think you got money. So, yeah. Well, it is that time of year. That means one other thing outside of Man Can Specials. It's spring. Very, very soon. So we're excited about that. Very excited as well to have a special guest with us tonight. A longtime supporter of the music scene, involved, loves the music, bump into her all kinds of shows. And she's very involved in a very special show coming up, remembering our great friend Danny Macko. And that's Sandra Scott's with us here.
Hello, Sandra. Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate
it. Yeah, I would think that you're in a band. Because you're at all the shows.
I am just a professional fan.
Yeah. Hey, nothing wrong with that. We love that. Of course, I am too. I'm not a musician either.
Yes.
So that's a good place to be. So a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and whatever got you following some of this music in this Western Pennsylvania scene.
I'm a North Hills native. I went to Pine Richland. And I've been in and out of Pittsburgh for the past 15 years, moving out from jobs and coming home and leaving again. And of all the music scenes I've been in, New York City, DC Metro, down in the Carolinas, this is the best that I have seen, and I love it. I've always loved music. I'll give away my age. I'm 36, so it's not common for someone my age to listen to this music. And I remember, being 13, and I was heavily into Kiss.
Okay.
So being a freshman in high school in 1996, wearing a Kiss t-shirt every single day, I rotated them out. I was singled out, but I remember watching an interview with Gene Simmons, and he said, you're the one with your Kiss t-shirt on with your black nail polish. And I'm looking down and my nails are black. And he's like, but you knew you belonged to something.
Yeah.
And I did. I belonged to this entity of people that they love music and they never judged you. They might judge you on the music you listen to, but it was this community. And that's why I go out to all the shows. It's live music is my escape from the not so good things in life. It gives you that couple hours to just forget about everything. And I've made so many friends there. I have so many big brothers. A lot of people think I'm related to all these people. I'm not by blood, but by music.
Yeah.
And they look out for me. And even if my friends are in bands, and they're not, they'll play some songs I like, but I mean, I'm there the whole time. I'm there when they start. I'm there till they end, and because when I walk in the door, there's a smile on their face, and I get a hug, and And that's what I love mostly about it, is just the brotherhood, and I'm the little sis, I guess.
That's awesome. So. Well, and there's something special about that music scene as well, as, you know, especially the certain contingent that follows particular bands, and you get to know those people, and then you just find more people like yourself. You know, the more shows you go to, there are a lot of people that just love that local music scene.
Yeah.
You know? And it's neat to hear that perspective. We talk about it a lot, but to hear it from a fan and not from a musician, you know, this is kind of a different angle for us to kind of pump that scene up and talk about the people. It becomes sort of a brotherhood and a sisterhood for a lot of people.
Yeah, and it makes you feel important. You know, I mean, I've, you know, across my years, I've been fortunate enough to, you know, meet national acts and, you know, the few that have taken their time to acknowledge you being there, like, and I've always said, I'm like, I write your paycheck.
Yeah.
You know, like, and if you're rude to me, I'm gonna quit going to your shows.
I think the first time I ever met you, Sandra, it was you were being painted in blood by Lizzie Borden.
I was, and that was a phenomenal show. And then the next night, I was their T-shirt girl, and then I was invited to be there, you know, to be on the guest list in their show in Maryland, but our bodies physically could not handle it. we did not make that third show.
Oh, that's awesome. That's
but
cool.
I'm still friends with them, and that was 4 years ago.
How about that?
You know, I still communicate with them
stuff.
So, that's awesome. Yeah, very cool.
Well, you know, you bring up the Kiss thing. I mean, I was Judas Priest. I mean, it helped you with your identity because growing up is not easy.
No.
And there's a lot of angles, and you're just trying to find a way to fit in. You're trying to, you know, everybody wants to be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you get there? You know, you don't know. So that identity of a band from yesteryear, and of course for a lot of people nowadays, whatever it would be today, you know, you latch onto that, and it becomes part of your fabric.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, if any time I wear my Kiss skull cap, I make a friend.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So, yeah, it's very cool.
People are very loyal to their bands, aren't they, Utah?
Yes, they are. Yes. We know all about that, don't we?
You also have a business that actually allows you to display things at various shows as well, and that's Wicked Web Jewelry.
Yes. I have had the business for 15 years. And I started it from a bad thing. I actually, through years of going to motorcycle swap meets and, you know, stuff like that, I collected, one hand was all snake rings, one hand was all spider rings. Then my purse was stolen. After a Motley Crue concert, I had all my jewelry in there. I found out who did it. I actually, like I said, a bad thing, took her to court, blah, blah, blah. But I needed to know what the prices were for the court documents, and no one sold that stuff. I'm like, how do I find a guy from a swap meet 10 years ago? And I'm like, well, if I am looking for it, then other people are looking for it. And this is, you know, before internet, you know, was real big and everything. So I started Wicked Web Jewelry, and I started doing it, and it's awesome now. And I shelved it when I, you know, did the career thing and everything and brought it back out now, and it's so cool because now my jewelry business supports and sponsors two bands, Zone 8 and Funhouse, and I'm actually in talks with another one. And there's so many awesome bands in the scene that allow me to come and sell at their shows. Zone 8 and Funhouse, I never want to sell at their shows because I just want to rock out at them. So I'm like, no, I don't want to work. But I've been very fortunate to be at these huge, you know, music involved festivals, and I know my sales are suffering because I'm rocking out, you know, but it's cool. And Peter B's Bar and Grill, Dean, I love him. He welcomes me every time there. I mean, to be a small business, you know, like I'm like, well, I'm a nobody, and he welcomes me every time. And the bands after the fall, they've had me, you know, at Peter B's a couple times, and it's amazing. I mean, it's funny because I started in a little corner of a bar in Imperial with like one little tray and then body jewelry on a bar stool. Now I'm in a 10 by 20. I just bought an ambulance to convert into a jewelry hauler. I need a really cool name for it. So if anybody could suggest it, that would be awesome.
Wow, awesome. That's awesome. Good stuff.
I'm unique, and you know, and I will live that title forever.
There's just something badass about that. And yes, we said that. Yeah. That's what it is.
So, yeah, I'm excited.
Phone's ringing, Bob.
Yeah. Hello? Yeah.
But yeah, I'm forever grateful for the people that have supported me in this journey.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where can people find it? Do you have a website or anything?
I have a Facebook page, Wicked Web Jewelry, and there are not a lot of pictures of the jewelry. There's a lot of band flyers on it, and only because I actually handpick every single piece that I sell.
Oh.
I don't point and click. I don't order in bulk. And to be honest, I'll confess, I don't have the time to take a picture of every single thing. I like to be more personable. I'd rather you come see it, feel it, touch it, try it on.
Cool.
You know, and then you know that's exactly what you... I mean, people have bought engagement rings, wedding bands off of me.
Wow.
You know, and I try to make it affordable so that everyone can have cool stuff.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. Visiting with Sandra Scott, of course, a very special event coming up, in just a week, and that's remembering Mr. Danny Macko. Of course, I know you've known very, very close, and I went to school with Dan, grew up with Dan, and just a remarkable human being, and obviously we lost Danny at a show at Peter B's, but you helped to put together a very big celebration last year.
Yes.
And they're going to kind of continue that on because so many people were touched by that and just had a great time.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, when we were putting on a benefit show for another friend of ours whose wife had breast cancer, and we lost Danny that night while he was performing with Breaking Point. And it is bittersweet because he did what he wanted. He died doing what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
And we knew they were taking him to the hospital. I had all this jewelry to clean up. I'm cleaning it all up, and I drove out to the hospital, and it was too late. And I said that night, I said, we're putting on a show.
Got to do something for him. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, of course, speaking of big brothers, your big brothers in Zilch.
Yes.
Who are no more because most of them are in Zone 8.
Yes.
But they're going to come back and do a one night off in honor.
Yes. And I was holding on to that secret since that night of the Celebration of Life in July of last year. And anybody who knows me, I'm not good with secrets. But I wanted to make a huge announcement and just make sure everything was lined up. Boa, the singer, he was actually standing next to me the night that we lost Danny. And I know it was because of him and his calmness. Like, he was being a big brother to me that night. And so it really meant a lot to me if they could do the show for his birthday bash coming up in here. And so I asked him that night of in July at Danny's Celebration of Life, and he didn't even hesitate. And so I'm very, very excited because it was because of Zilch. I remember selling in a little corner, you know. Zilch had a show with Don Jameson, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I get to do a show with Zilch, you know, like, well, and Don, because he's hot. And and at the time, I didn't know it, but there was a band called Die Smiling on the same bill. Fast forward a couple years, Ryan Redding, the drummer from Die Smiling, shares the flyer. Oh, what a great night. And I'm like, wait a minute, I was the jewelry girl in the corner. And they're like, oh my God, that was you? Like, so we had already done a show together.
Wow.
And then how many years later we're friends? And, you know, that's another thing that's so cool about the music scene is, you know, you don't realize how much involved you were before you even really knew each other.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Zilch was like the reason I first saw Danny.
Wow.
You know.
Very
so
cool.
That was very cool.
Well, we're going to talk more about the show. It is March 3rd. The Rockin' Red Barn, Peter B's. Why don't we play some Zilch right now and get into some music here.
Fabulous.
We're visiting with Sandra Scott tonight. This is Zilch and their song Betrayal on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7.
Bridges burn, suffering.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. When you shop Bros' Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show here tonight. This particular segment brought to you by another big supporter of the local music scene and a gentleman and his family who love local music, and that's Bros' Superette. Thanks to Jim and his staff sponsoring the show here tonight. They are high on the hill and right on the price. Bros' Superette, South Main Street in Butler. Just heard a little cut from the sounds of Mr. Danny Macco, Rise from Ruin, and their song Marching On, Rise from Ruin, one of Dan's bands. And we're talking with Sandra Scott here tonight. March 3rd will be the date for you to be there. It is going to be a birthday bash extraordinaire for Mr. Macco. And
yes.
You've brought together Zilch. And tell us the lineup. We'll mention some of the other groups that are going to be there.
One night only was Zilch. And then what I love to have with this is people that had some type of connection with Danny. Mm-hmm. So we have Evil Bull Weevil, which a few of the guys, they, you know, had jammed with and knew, and even the singer Seth had, you know, mentioned that Danny had come out to see how he was at, I guess, at an audition or some, you know, rehearsals to get the okay from other band members. Divine Tragedy, love those guys. I know we were really looking forward with Breaking Point and Divine Tragedy to do some shows together and even have me involved in them. I know Justin Cali looked up to Danny. I know a lot of people did, but, you know, and Chris McKee, they knew they could learn from him, you know. And then Over My Dead Body, Sean McDonald, he had always been a fan and a friend of Danny.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I try to get some type of connection there with the bands.
And Danny wasn't, he was small in stature, but he was big in heart, and the voice that came out of that body was mind-boggling.
Yes.
When you would hear him sing, and he could do anything.
Yes, except Jackal.
Oh,
Kathy
really?
Redding told me, yes, he could not, he tried his best. Not that I'm, you know, but that was the one band that Kathy Redding wanted him to, and he just said, I'm sorry, hon.
No.
That was the one man.
But
for everything else.
And to know his limitations,
exactly.
Though. I mean,
and
that's why people learn from him.
Yes.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Speaking of learning, I'm curious, since the first segment, we haven't always had a fan's perspective. We've had Pat Gallagher in, I guess you could say, former musician who talks about the scene. And you're somebody that is in the scene, always going to shows. If you were a fan manager of a band, and we like to talk about the goods and bads, and we've talked a little lot about the good scene, what would you tell a band, the do's and don'ts, and maybe more in particular the don'ts of what you see bands doing the wrong way?
The number one thing I would say is appreciate your fans. Like, they're the ones coming out to the shows. They're the ones buying your T-shirts, your CDs. Let them know of your next shows. I mean, I remember 15 years ago, I used to see Glitz almost every weekend, and between segments they would come out, talk to you, shake your hand, let you know of their next show. I mean, you know, there's promoting in there too, but they're acknowledging that you're there. And for one point, I had actually moved away for a year. I lived 3 hours away, and I only got one weekend off a month, and I would make sure that my weekend off was scheduled with a Glitz show.
Okay.
So they never even knew I lived out of state. because I was still coming to shows. Yeah. I mean, I was that dedicated because they made me feel important coming to the shows.
Yeah.
And, you know, listen to your fans. You know, they may not be musicians, but they know what sounds good. And that's one thing I've had local musicians and national musicians, not on the scale of like Motley Crue, but they will send me their demos and say, hey, what do you think of this? And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm a nobody and you want to know what I think of it. And that's really cool, you mm-hmm. know, that they get me involved. And I know they're not going to do that with everybody, but mm-hmm. Basically it's just, you know, I'm not saying you have to be everybody's friend, but just appreciate them.
Yeah.
Appreciate them.
Because if a fan is coming out to see you, mm-hmm. In most cases, they're not just somebody that's coming to bury their face in their phone and have a beer. I mean,
yes.
they're coming out because they're interested in seeing this band. And to have that connection is very important, I think.
Yeah, and, the connection. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Good fan perspective there. So bands, pay attention.
Yeah.
We hope you are. We just are trying to offer our two cents.
Just hope they're listening.
And I would say, well, I was just going to say, know your resources.
Yeah.
If you have an event, promote it. Make an event on Facebook. Call your local radio station.
Yeah, and that's something.
I mean, I'm a nobody, and they used my clip in a commercial, and I'm famous now, you know? Like, and that's the excitement you get. Like,
sure.
Oh, my gosh, like, they're playing my song on the radio, and... You know, I know, like, Grassroots, it's on Sunday nights at 7, but, hey, they may play you throughout the week, too, and they have. I request local bands. They play them. I message them. I remember putting a Facebook thing like, oh, my gosh, they're playing Arcade. And, you know, thanks, 97.7, not thinking anything. 97.7 responded, and I'm like, oh my god, like, just that little bit of, you know, social interaction.
Sure.
You make somebody feel so important.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, and then they'll be like, well, I like those guys, and they'll go to the show.
You know, it's funny, we have some bands that take that honestly and run with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we offer all the time, hey, if you have information about your band, we have a Grassroots concert calendar that we put on, you know, that's going to get talked about. And very few people use that resource, which is interesting, you know.
Yeah.
It's very curious.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because here's a free opportunity for you. I mean,
yes.
we're offering it to you. But, you know, they get us music most of the time, so that's
right.
good, too. And then we, you know.
We haven't ran out of that.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
And just because you're opening for somebody, that's still a show.
Yeah.
Promote it.
That's right.
Because if your fans don't know, how are they going to come out? You
that's
know,
right.
That's all about getting them in the door.
Well, we want to get them in the door on March 3rd,
yes.
for sure. And
yes.
I have a feeling it'll probably be a pretty packed house if the memorial get-together was
yes.
a tribute to anything.
And
my
goodness,
that's one of the biggest... You couldn't get into the place. It was crazy.
Yeah, I'm really hoping. I mean, we are, that show, it was a free event, and we were raising money for Danny's headstone. This time around, you know, I had to talk, his family had suggested if there was any leftover money, we would, you know, they would donate to a local music school. So this time around, we are going to have a $10 cover charge. The first 150 people are going to get the DM logo sticker, and, all proceeds from the show will go to Butler Area District Music School Program. I've already talked with them, and I can cut them a check in Danny's name, and then we can also dictate how we want that money spent.
Oh, nice.
So he was actually talking how he would like to have a studio built with, you know, recording and all that. I said, I don't know if we can do that this year. I said, but if we keep doing this, maybe we'll get a Danny Macko studio in Butler High School.
How about that? That's really cool.
That would be really cool.
Great way to give back to his alma mater, of
yes.
course, because
yes.
we graduated together. And,
mm-hmm.
For Danny to know that his life has touched his old high school,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is not too far from his old neighborhood, you know, would mean a lot, no doubt about it. So.
Yeah.
So the details for the show itself. Who's going to be on? Can you give us some idea of when we should be there and what bands we're going to see? Obviously, the one night only with Zilch is going
yes.
to be the headliner.
So I do have to thank Heath Cleek from he's a phenomenal bass player from Flashback. He will be running sound for me that night, doing that for me, you know, as a gift to Danny. And strobe lighting, which if anybody has ever been at a strobe, you know, a show with strobe lighting, it's amazing to see the, like, it just enhances, it's amazing. Like, there's, I'm speechless when I see the pictures from it and just to be there. First band goes on at 8.
Okay.
The lineup, I believe, will be, we're going to go with Evil Bull Weevil first, Divine Tragedy. Zilch is going to have a little bit longer set because this, again, they've come together for Little Sis and for our other brother, Danny. And then we'll end the night with Over My Dead Body. And it's not, I said from the beginning, this show is going to be done by like 12:30. I know I'm getting old, but we're still going to have a good solid over 4 hours
nice.
Of just rocking out to celebrate Danny's birthday because, yeah, in July, it just, it wasn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all needed something else. And
yeah.
he always had, no matter what band he was in, he always had a birthday show. So that's why I said, I'm like, yeah, we're going to take care of his birthday from now on.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's a great way to celebrate a legacy, somebody that was important to the music scene and important to a lot of people.
Yes.
You know, no doubt about it. So, again, it's March 3rd, and it will be at Peter B's. And $10 gets you in the door for a great night of music.
Yes.
So.
Sounds like there's no better place for your Peter to be than Peter B's on March 3rd.
There you go. Well, we'll wrap up the night here with a couple more connections to the show. Let's do some Divine Tragedy. We'll do their song Raiders of the Sea, which is always a killer tune. And we'll wrap it up with a song that Danny wrote. And I remember when he walked in and handed this to me, we weren't even in this location at that time. Played it on Rock Fabrique on a Saturday night. And Danny was always good with keeping me in tune with some of the harder edge stuff because he'd always have a cassette for me saying, hey, Cuppy, we got it. Here, try this on Fabrique. You know? So I always appreciated him for that. But remember seeing these guys and his cousin Mark Doddle,
yes.
Who's just a phenomenal guitarist, now with the Sawyer Tribute Band.
Yes.
Big Michael
Amazing.
Schenker fan. Yes, he'll be
and
at Schenker
Sawyer,
show.
It was an, they let Wicked Web Jewelry be at their debut show, and I cannot cool. thank them enough. Great
yeah.
bunch of guys.
Cool. But they had a band called Witness X together, and mm-hmm. this was a song that we have played quite a bit over the years, called Just a Smile Away that we'll follow up with. Sonda, congratulations on the effort of getting this put together, making it happen.
Thank you.
And we'll remember Danny very fondly, and
great
I know
job.
You will.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, guys. You're
Thanks
the best.
For being here.
Thank
and check
you.
Out Wicked Web Jewelry, kids. Sonda Scott with us here tonight. Let's get into more music on the Grassroots Show on The Rock Station 97.7.
Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
How about a little beach band boogie fun? Shaking the bricks of Millvale with 50s punk, funk, rock and roll, and surf at Maximum Impact. It's the Turbo Goddesses Beach Band Boogie, featuring the Turbosonics and Johnny and the Razorblades at the Good Time Bar and Grill, Waters Avenue in Pittsburgh, Friday, March 2nd. Tickets are $5 at the door. Don't miss out on a very special event happening at Peter B's, Saturday, March 3rd. It's Macko's Birthday Bash in honor of the late Danny Macko. Come on and join in with a lot of friends and a lot of great music at Peter B's, Saturday, March 3rd. It's Macko's Birthday Bash. DJ Klisavage is back with a comedy night, open mic night at Steamworks Creative on Monday, March 5th. Stop by 7 to 10. Doors at 6:30. Either join in on the fun or get up on the stage. Also, catch the Steamworks Sessions with Mary Lou Scherter from 7 to 10 Tuesdays at Steamworks Creative. Again, that's on Route 8 in Gibsonia. And if you'd like a little Irish fun for the month of March, Slim Forsyth and his Irish band will be at the Park House on the north side Friday, March 9th. The music at 10. It's a free event. They will also be up at North Country Brewing in Slippery Rock at 7 o'clock on Friday, March 16th. And then part of the St. Patrick's Day Parade matinee fun at the Needs Hotel Saturday, March 17th. The music starts early. It's 2 o'clock, but it's free. Join Slim, Candy Mountain, Tricky Mannion, Steve Shuley, and Dennis Childers for a great bunch of Irish bashing fun. And on the Shady Lady concert calendar, it's Ryan's Run, quickly coming on Saturday, March 10th. It's the Rock Done Right Tour stop for the month of March. It'll be held at the Vagabond Center in Lindora. Benefits, Butler County Special Olympics. Mark your calendar for March 17th. It's St. Patrick's Day Brutality. And on March 20th, join Utah at Steamworks Creative as part of those Steamworks sessions hosted by Mary Lou Scherter. And the Noble Hops Band will be on the rocks at Hardwood Cafe on March 24th. And another stop on the Rock Done Right Tour to look forward to will be coming up in April. It's the John Sopko Benefit April 7th at the Comfort Inn in the RIDC Park off Route 28. There you go. And if you have something to submit, send it over. Let us know at least a couple of weeks ahead of time where your band or event is happening. Send it over to grassroots@bcrnetwork.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
It's the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7. This segment brought to you by P&W Construction. Thanks to Sandra Scott visiting with us tonight. Hope you'll attend the Danny's Birthday Bash in honor of Danny Macko coming up next week on the 3rd. And we certainly hope you're going to attend our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival coming up in July. Of course, we've been announcing reveals every Friday morning. We're getting geared up. People are buying tickets. People are reserving spots. There is a mad foray right now to clamor for spots, and it's fun to hearing that buzz. Of course, we've been scrambling to get our own because now everybody else is talking about it. But it's going to be a great weekend, July 13th through 15th at Cooper's Lake Campground.
Yes, although you can pick your spot the sooner you get on it. Don't worry, there's 500 acres out there, so we've got room for anybody who wants to come. But and we want to welcome again McDonald's, local area McDonald's, for climbing on board again this year with us. And Lamatt Productions will be back to handle the sound, and they also are sponsoring this year as well. So we appreciate that greatly. And been working a lot with Lamatt Productions lately. These guys just do a fantastic job, and it's just great working with them. And, of course, they've been a part of our Rock Done Right tour for some time. Band Jam and Corbry Woodstock.
So. Absolutely. First-class sound, man. Every event they do, they make the musicians sound as good as they are or even better.
Yeah, and one of my favorite quotes from Heartbreakers Ball, because they did the production there for us on that Rock Done Right tour stop, was was E-Dog from Scales saying, I just want to tell you, I apologize to Lee in advance about our stage volume. And from there we went.
Oh, that's great stuff.
Lee's face sometimes is priceless, too. Just look over and he's just like...
But and thanks to McDonald's restaurants, the local McDonald's restaurants, yep, for coming back aboard this year. They jumped on as a main stage sponsor last year and said, hey, we want to be a part of it again. You know that things are going well and people are enjoying the band jam when things like that resonate. And, you know, the Tin Can Rally tourists, they said, we want to be back. It's really gathering some momentum, which is cool.
Yep, and we have plenty of room for more sponsors. And you're a vendor out there, get a hold of us. So just check out thebandjam.com. All the info's there.
And you can link right over to Cooper's Lake Campground right from there, because that's who are handling the on-site registrations. We handle the tickets. They handle where you can go sleep at night. And whether it's in your car or you have a motorhome or whatever, or it's an in-and-out thing, you don't have to come stay for the weekend either. Your ticket in is good for the whole weekend. So, well, we're going to wrap up with some music here tonight, and we're going to go back to the Heartbreakers Ball for a moment.
Yeah, I say we do that with some Lions in America and their song 2080.
And let's wrap up with a band who just last week played a show, and they're going to wrap up for a little while. And that's the band Trigger Happy. Hey, it worked out for the Highland Brothers and others. You know, they've taken a little step back to grease the wheels a little bit and come back full force with a great tune. And I'm sure you'll hear from Trigger Happy as well, who writes some great stuff. And this is one of the songs I really love from these guys is Refuse to Yield. It's a kicker. It's a kicker. So we wish the guys from Trigger Happy, Steven and the guys, well, and hope to see you soon. And we'll see you next week on our Grassroots Show here every Sunday night at 7 on The Rock Station 97.7.
thoughts and myths and people who quit you. Whenever you become what they don't want or need or believe in, I'm feeling like on a very first time, cause I'm living for things that I missed in between. Who would have thought you could be reborn at 23 if I was me? Thank you.
you can refuse to yield.
For the Honda North Studios. Love your Honda? You'll love a new one even more. Check out the great February deals during the trade-in trade-up sales event, like the 18 HRV. Lease from just $159 a month or get financing as low as 0%. February is a short month, so hurry into Honda North today. WLER, Butler, Cranberry, the Rock Station, 97.7.
That there's not much left in me. Nothing is real but pain.